Welcome to a Nick Note audio file. There's a great deal of confusion about what's going on in the oil market and the key driver, and that is Russia, one of the world's largest producer, and whether or not their oil will be sanctioned. Now, we're getting some amazing stories that I think we need to clarify, because one of the hallmarks of oil traders is disinformation. These oil firms are billion-dollar firms. They control massive amounts of oil, the world's largest trader commodity. And the stock and trade of what they do is massive disinformation campaigns. They have the market focusing on supposedly Russia increasing, OPEC increasing oil production for 500,000 barrels a day. They have you ignore Venezuela and the war literally is going on with the United States. Iran that's about to be sanctioned for its continued enrichment of uranium and pursuit of a nuclear weapon. And the fact that the Houthis are bombing ships and that the Hamas have not surrendered yet, and Hezbollah is expanding its rockets in its warehouses, which are underground caves, and the fact that the whole world is up for grabs with this, there's no peace in the valley. Now, there's a couple of interesting situations I want to point out to you. One is that Ukraine is demanding, foolish Ukraine, protections. Now, twice or other, they've been given treaties that guaranteed the protection, and no one delivered. When they gave up their nukes, and they were promised to be a member of NATO, and that never happened. Now what's happening is they're floating the idea of, well, we'll give you protection by putting peacekeepers on the ground. And the problem is that they're not peacekeepers, they're armed soldiers. And Russian Vladimir Putin warned that any foreign military presence in Ukraine would be treated as a legitimate target for Russian strikes. Let me explain something to you. This whole war started over two issues. One, Russia has always regarded Ukraine as a client state and was distraught at the breakup of the former Soviet Union. The other part of the story that brought the attacks was the fact that NATO was considering Ukrainian membership and installing mid-range rockets, anti-ballistic missile systems, and attack weapons in Ukraine. And that was a line that Putin did not want to be crossed. He doesn't want to be seen as surrounded by NATO. Now, there's more to this story. And again, these are the kind of things that just don't get reported. And that is the fact that Trump is giving up on a peace deal. It is being reported, and we'll be publishing the story for you, that Trump has lost hope of ending the conflict in Ukraine. And they said Trump has grown increasingly pessimistic about the chance of brokering an end to the Russian-Ukraine conflict anytime soon, or seeing the leaders of the two warring countries to meet in person. The only solution is you've got to rope in Russia. Now, there's two ways to do that. One is to put NATO forces on the ground in Ukraine to fight toe-to-toe against the North Korean and Russian troops. NATO has no balls. They're not going to do that. Europe has no intention of defending itself. And just like in World War II, when it's about to be defeated, it'll call for help and then decide it needs to do something. They're pacifists. They're liberal lefties. They're losers. Maybe their economy's in shambles. They've done nothing with nothing from nothing, and it gives you nothing. Other side of the coin is that economic sanctions. You know, everyone screams economic sanctions, cut off Russians' money flow. And the reality is that Europe is still buying a great deal of oil from Russia and natural gas, and still allowing the flow of funds and the tankers to the shadow fleet to deliver oil around the world. Now, of all the options NATO has available to itself in Trump, the only one is going to be sanctioning Russia's oil. You cut off the oil supply, as I've pointed out, over and over again, and Russia goes bye-bye. It can't fight the war. They will not be able to fund it. They will not be able to provide the weapon systems necessary. And remember, Russian friends are a bunch of vipers. Everyone's a friend of China until proven expendable and broke. And that is one of the situations that Putin faces. So what's his choice? Step up the war campaign. While Europe is still scratching her ass, and Trump's 50 days goes into 60 days and 100 days before sanctions are listed, he's hoping to make great gains before he gets in trouble. So this is a race. And the card, and the only card that realistically can be played, is the oil card. The only way out of this thing is to cut off Russian sale of oil. You do that, and you got a chance of stopping them.